Hey, hi everyone. Welcome to Ask the Expert on Learn TV. This show is to connect you directly with the experts and get your questions answered live. Go ahead and get your questions in the chat and we will try to answer as much as we can. Today, we are talking about Microsoft Graph Toolkit. My name is Aicha Bash and I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft. Today, my colleague Beth is joining me. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. I'm excited about this event and see what kind of questions that people come up with.
Yeah, exactly. It's just 1 minute, but I keep checking the questions even right now. So Beth, thank you for joining me for this session, especially when it comes to Microsoft Graph Toolkit. You are the brand of the toolkit. So it's always nice to have you in the show as well. So would you like to start with, introducing what you're doing and which part of Microsoft you work in?
Sure. So my name is Beth. I'm a software engineer on the Graph Toolkit team. We're actually part of the Windows org. So we work with our first party and third party developer ecosystems to try to help, both our first party and third party developers to build on top of Microsoft technology, such as the Microsoft Graph. And also right now, one of the other focus for us is Windows Platform and developer coming from Windows Platform specifically. So I'm on the product team of Graph Toolkit. We build the toolkit and we talk to you guys about anything and everything you wanna know.
Yeah, so I'm the biggest fan of Microsoft Graph Toolkit. So Beth, since you're part of the group who built the toolkit from scratch, can you tell us the story of the toolkit, how it started, where it's going?
Yeah, of course. So at the beginning, when we started the project, it was because, there are lots of ways for your application to be powered by Microsoft Graph. There's a lot of different ways to authenticate your app, and the authentication flows are a little bit difficult to understand.
Right.
So, I feel like I've been working in this field around Graph for like 4 years now. I'm still learning new things every day. So we had a group of essentially partners that works, like companies that works really close with Microsoft, that came along and said, these are the obstacles that we're running into. Like, can you come up with or help us, find the best way for us to do these things? So essentially we decided, what if there's a way that you can just add a couple lines of code to your projects and then authentication is just done for you? So that's when we built the MGT logging component. And that's exactly what I just described, right? Like, if you have a vanilla JavaScript and HTML project and you just want to add a script tag and a HTML tag for MGT login, and then your authentication is just done. There's no JavaScript that you needed to write or anything. We'll handle, how to get the token and retrieve information from Graph for you. So that's how, long story short, that's how Microsoft Graph was born.
Yeah, I guess that's why people are calling it magic, right? It's just 2-3 lines of code. When you copy paste it in your project and bam, you have full authentication and it comes with a great UI as well. So you don't need to worry about UI piece either. So this is great. I think we have a question from John. Why should I use the Graph Toolkit? You explain most part of it anyways. It's just a couple lines of code. I think that's the biggest benefit. But would you like to add anything else on that?
I think it also comes with a lot of authentication providers and helpers, that kind of eliminate some of the errors and plumbing code that you have to write. So, like when we're using the SDK, the JavaScript SDK from Microsoft Graph Toolkit or the SDK team under the hood. So, a lot of, tokenization and serialization and handling recalls and batch calls, these are all handled beneath the surface for you. So there's a lot of, I guess the benefit is like super accelerates the speed of you writing code, right? And like you said, it comes in the look and feel just like our Microsoft 365 product. So you don't really have to write a lot of CSS to customize how it look like. But if you want to, there's also the flexibility of you for you to do those kind of things as well.
Yeah, so each and every component actually comes with the capability of customization and templating as well. So I think that's great if you want to fit components in your styling too. I think that's great. And another thing, I remember components and providers work in every framework and each and every browser as well. So I think that's a great capability too.
Right. So when we started the project, we wanted these components to work for any web framework for and in any web browsers. So the MGT components are all built on top of what's it called, HTML standards, and it's called Lit Element, and we're using web components to build our components. So you can write a little wrapper for Angular, and we have a React wrapper for you if you're building functional React components with Microsoft Graph Toolkit. The package is MGT-React if you wanted to check out. And of course, it works in any vanilla version of HTML or your ASP.NET application. So it really works everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the best. So if you want to summarize what is in the Graph Toolkit, what would you say?
So it's a combination of components and providers. And maybe helpers, but components and providers.
Yeah. So can we say that components are the web components? We just grab just one line of code, and providers is just helping us for the authentication part.
Right. So the components are graph powered. They're fully functional, and the authentication providers handles the platform that you're working with. I guess whether it's web platform, or we have providers for SharePoint. We have a Teams provider to handle when your application is loaded inside of Microsoft Teams. We also have providers for you to extend for yourself if you have backend authentication already. And then the most recent one, which one of our team members, Marisa, did a great job on, is the Electron provider if you want to build, your app to run on native platforms.
So there's one question from Chloe. What is the difference between Microsoft Graph and Microsoft Graph Toolkit? It is just authentication helpers. Would you like
That's a good question. Yeah. So Microsoft Graph is essentially a API, right, that exposes all the data behind M365, Windows 10, and security. The toolkit is built on top of Microsoft Graph. It's a set of tools to help you connect to Microsoft Graph, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I think for me is the biggest difference is that one side, if you consume Microsoft Graph, you have to handle the API and setup of the SDKs and authentication piece by yourself. So it is definitely okay to use it if your project is more suitable to consume APIs. On the other hand, Graph Toolkit is just simplifying all these processes for you, and you don't need to worry about handling authentication or calling Graph, because with one line of HTML, you will just have the entire capability of calling Graph. Maybe it would be better if we just show them the playground, so they will see how it looks like. Let me quickly share my screen. Okay.
It's also the layers of connecting to Graph while you're setting up, right? The first layer would be the API layer, and the second layer is you have all these SDKs and tools, PowerShell, what have you. And then the third layer is fully functional and UI, UI ready type of components, which is the toolkit components.
Exactly. I think it is the best if we have learners who understand a little bit more with visualization and stuff. Playground is a really good practice place. This is, again, this tool is open source and free for everyone. If you visit mgt.dev, you will be directed to this web page. And this is, again, built by Beth's team. And I think this is the best place to practice about MGT. What we are talking about so far is components. You can see all list of components on the left. And if you click any of them, like MGT agenda, you will see the component itself on the right side. The magic part starts here, actually, because this is just one line of HTML, and there's nothing else in the background in JavaScript or CSS. But But when you just add this line, you will see exactly this result. You have full agenda items, events here listed. So I think that's why people are calling it magic. And like, this is really amazing. So in my opinion, the biggest difference between Graph and the Graph Toolkit is this, because this component is handling calling Graph API in the background and getting all events from the agenda. Same thing for people. For example, if I go to people, it will gather people information for me, profiles. Same thing for tasks. We just, with one line of HTML, we will have list of tasks. So the one, I guess you mentioned this one, right, Beth? The login component.
Right.
So this is the one which helps us with having the sign-in button, doing the authentication in the background, and at the end, we get the user profile with sign-out button. So I think this one is the pretty popular one, because everybody needs to simplify the authentication piece, and that's the beauty of Microsoft Graph Toolkit. So where we can go for learning a little bit more about the components, let's say we want to customize it.
I guess go to the docs.
Yeah, right. So there's docs on the right side of the canvas. So this docs page is directing us to the specific component we're looking for. For example, MGT login. We can see all properties, events, CSS, everything about MGT login. Of course, and we have dark team.
Yeah, you can also go to aka.ms/mgt-docs. So this is our official docs, aka.ms/mgt-docs. Yes. So this is where the official documentations are. You know, we go into slightly more details in each component and what are the APIs that supported behind the scenes, the permissions for each API that you can use. So on the left side, like in the kind of navigation, yes. So if you expand components, those are underneath a little bit. Yeah, those are all the components. And providers is the same. Or if you want to get started, there's a list of get started guides for different platforms and languages for you to choose from.
Yeah. There is actually one question from one of the guests. Does this work with all programming languages or just JavaScript?
Behind the scenes, we're using JavaScript, but you can definitely have your own backend. We have worked with customers with all kinds of backends, such as Blazor, C#, Java, what have you. You just need to handle the exchange of the token from your front end to the backend and go from there.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we have a great selection of providers for people who are looking for different experiences as well, right? Would you like to go through them very quickly, Beth? I know that MSOL is the very popular one. This is the one I usually use in my projects.
Right.
But there are different ones, for example, for SharePoint web parts and Teams tabs. These are the ones I tried as well. I see there's new Electron.
Yeah, so the MSOJS is what we use for your kind of web version of the provider, right? And then if you're building SharePoint web parts, the SharePoint provider would get the contacts of, because you're already signed into SharePoint, so the provider will handle the user contacts and help you get the correct information from there and the tokens. And I think there's a Teams provider where you can detect if it's if your application is just in a browser or is it in a Teams environment, and that will help you handle things such as a single sign-on. We have the, just like Aicha just mentioned, the Electron provider where you can build your application on some of the native platforms such as Windows. Like I said, our team manages both toolings on Microsoft Graph, and we specifically looks after the Windows developer community. And so if you want to build applications on top of Windows platforms, such as a PWA, or and you wanted to access some of the native capabilities of I don't know, changing your background image or something, then you can use the Electron provider to build your app that way.
So does it work with UWP apps as well, Universal Windows Platform?
We have another tool that works specifically with UWPs. It's called the Windows Community Toolkit, and we're slowly introducing graph-powered components to that one as well. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. Something new is coming up. We have a question from Jenny. This looks really cool, but I'm really new to graph. Where can I learn more? Wow, we have a great place to direct you for this one. Yeah, so recently, Beth's team and our team worked together to build a learn module.
Both for your team.
You were our reviewers and fully supporters for each and every step. We built a learn module, get started with Microsoft Graph Toolkit. So we are talking about all these features and capabilities. I can understand that it might be a little bit hard to start from all these different types of tools. What you can do is you can go to akademy.com/learn-mgt. You will be directed to a learn module. It is less than 30 minutes. So step by step, it will explain what is Microsoft Graph Toolkit, and then you will have a hands-on practice with the exercises. And at the end, you will consume Microsoft Graph Toolkit components and providers in a real app. So with that, you will understand the basics of Microsoft Graph Toolkit. And as I mentioned, it's just less than 30 minutes. So go ahead and try out just right now.
Awesome.
Yeah. And actually, we have some new modules coming up as well. So stay tuned. We're really excited for that too. So where else they can go, Beth? I know that we have a very big event coming up tomorrow.
Yes. The Learn Together, right? I saw all these watch party.
Yeah, exactly. People online are actually having a lot of watch parties, and we're super excited. But Beth and I are going to be presenters in Learn Together event as well. Learn Together is tomorrow, and it is for Microsoft Graph. So we will start learning everything from scratch. What is Graph, and why it helps in our apps, and why do we use Microsoft Graph at all? And we have a session with Beth. What is Microsoft Graph Toolkit? Where can you use it? How you can start, and so on. And we have some other sessions, how to consume Microsoft Graph, and what are the scenarios you can leverage from Graph, and so on. So visit akademy.com/learn-together-graph. And you will be directed to the page. The best thing about this event is we will have the same event at twice, one in Asia time zone and the other one is in US time zone. So feel free to join whichever is more convenient for your time zone. And of course, all the sessions will be available in YouTube after the session as well. So we're really excited about it.
Of course. I think there's a new question. Are there any more updates coming from the toolkit? Yes. So if you want to try out the preview version. So we're constantly pushing new versions of the toolkit out to, I think there's a at preview maybe, but the most recent update that we will have is we have a beta or a preview version of MGT file and MGT file lists. So these are, awesome. So these are components that will connect to your OneDrive or, you know, your SPO, whatever license drives. And there's plenty of, so all of the default APIs through Microsoft Graph that the file and file list components both support. You can check out this package at, I'm going to drop it into the private chat and see if you guys can post this. You can use npm install at Microsoft/mgt@next.file. So that's the package name. Or if you want to, you can find the package names at npmjs.org and just look for look for the other package names, preview package names. Are most of them started with next dot something. So these are great ways to try out our new features and components, give us feedback, let us know if you wanted to add anything to these, and we're happy to take those in.
Thanks, Pat. I think there's one more question, but it's more about the Graph API, the SharePoint webhook notifications. When items are added, deleted, updated, do you recommend using MS Graph API, or for now, it's better to use SharePoint API?
I would say if there is Microsoft Graph API available for that, I would recommend using the Graph API because that kind of covers all of the other products within Microsoft 365 Suite as well. Imagine that you're adding on to features regarding, like outside of SharePoint, then you have to connect to a different API and handle authentication on like different sets of API. So Microsoft Graph kind of handles all of the products that we own altogether. And the security layer built on top of it is robust.
Yeah, Graph is basically centralizing all the products, and you're able to get add, delete, update anything with the Graph. So I think it's safest if we just continue with one endpoint for each and every action. So
exactly.
For Graphilla, I think Graph API would be the best for that. So Beth, I have one more question. I think this is one of the best capabilities as well in the Graph toolkit. What if we don't have the component that learners are looking for? You mentioned that the files are coming, but let's say I want to get OneNote notebooks or some other data.
Yeah, of course. So like I said, most of our components are bound to some sort of API endpoint, right? If you are really interested in building, just use the a way of representing your component, you can use mgt-get. So this component allows you to provide the resource endpoint and then a version, either it's beta or v1, and then the permission scopes in order to make a get call to the Graph to retrieve information for you. And there are templates available through the Microsoft Git components in order to render, if it's a loading state or no data state or what have you. We have a lot of, creative use cases that people has built with Microsoft Graph, such as you can retrieve chat messages in Teams. It used to be like a popular one to get files through OneDrive until we now built the file component. I know Aicha was asking me earlier about
Yes, that. Just a couple of days ago, I was working on something and I built entire thing from scratch with mgt-get. And I think I really enjoy having the flexibility of calling any Graph API, by the way. So that's why I think mgt-get is really useful. But when I chat with Beth, she told me that it's going to be available soon with MGT files.
The other thing is, like I said, because we're using the Graph SDK under the hood, you can always get the client through the providers in order to make your own calls. Either it's get call or post call. I think there's another question. So you mentioned some more upcoming features. What are you most excited to be working on right now? I'm always excited about building new components. Our team's direction is actually coming from the community mostly. So we don't we prioritize the requests from you guys, like what's the next thing that you wanted to see through the toolkit. So files came through. We also have plans to build things around search, introducing more providers in order to enable developers on different platforms to use the Graph is one of the biggest missions of our team. Right now, the most exciting thing for me is I'm trying to figure out how do Windows developers use Microsoft Graph, and I'm learning a lot through this process. And when a lot of our Windows developers are just building PWAs, and essentially you're building web app that have native capabilities, right? So definitely lots and lots of feedback that we've gotten, and coming up with more ideas and tools to help close the gap and help people build more things faster.
I think you really work closely with the community and the partners as well when just directing the Graph toolkit and having the new features. And another interesting thing you mentioned to me the other day is just you were trying to showcase people's mgt-get scenarios under the playground, right?
Yeah, so we had an idea actually. you're, I think some of our members from IHS team and also our customer experiences team, I think Sebastian was the one who came up with this, and Waldeck. They were kind of saying, like, you know, it would be great if people can submit their own versions of MGT Git stories to our storybook. So mgt.dev is also part of our main repo. You can go to aka.ms/mgt to submit any issues and feedback that you want, and then help us make it better. We're very acceptive of PRs. You know, I think our team responds to those things very fast. If you want to submit your own story for either the MGT Git, so that you have your own slot in the MGT Git in our playground, or
I think that's cool.
Yeah, we also try to link out to our communities, blogs and videos in our wiki. You can also, you know, we have guides for how to build new components. What's the definition of done for new components? If you would like to, you know, I just have a big block of time, I wanted to build my own component and contribute it back to MGT, that's totally fine. Happy to help any way we can.
Yeah, I think this answers a Hamish's question, how to provide feedback on the toolkit. I think if you visit aka.ms/mgt, you will be able to do that.
Exactly.
That's awesome. We have 4 minutes left. I just want to mention that if you want to learn more anything about Microsoft Graph and the Graph Toolkit, join us tomorrow in Learn Together event. We have full 2 hours event for Asia time zone as well as US time zone. Just visit aka.ms/learntogether-graph and you can check out the time and join anything, anytime it is convenient for you. So I'm just checking if we have any other questions left. Other than that, maybe one last time I can say that if you want to discover more and if you like learning in your own time, I'm actually a bit more of a learner in my own time, you can visit aka.ms/learn-mgt for the Learn module we mentioned. Get started with Microsoft Graph Toolkit. There are more coming, but if you're just starting today and you want to discover what is Graph Toolkit, where you can start, and so on. So I think that's it. That's the great place to start. With that, first of all, thank you so much, Beth, for joining me. And I think we have one last question. We have 2 minutes. I think we can take this. So Garciela mentioned, thank you so much for a response and sorry to keep bugging about SBU webhooks. Graph API has a webhooks available for items in a SharePoint list, but when a notification is sent to the server and the resource ID is not part of the notification, main issues that Microsoft Graph, there is no get changes or delta endpoints as it is available in SharePoint API. So I think Microsoft Graph API has delta and SharePoint. Maybe you can reach out to us separately. For the SharePoint, we have to check separately with Microsoft Graph API. For some products and capabilities, we have a delta endpoint. For the SharePoint API, if you require Delta and it is available in the SharePoint specifically, maybe you can go for that. But I'm sure the same capability is also available for other products in the graph. So, Beth, I think you're mute.
Sorry, I was trying to say you can ask this question on Twitter and hashtag Microsoft Graph, and there will be better answers than me.
There will be loads of people answering this. Okay, so thanks, Beth, for joining me today. And
thanks, Audra,
for joining us today. Check out the link below to watch this and more episodes on demand and find out what episodes are coming soon. So the link is in below. Thanks, everyone.
Awesome.
Bye.